From Bio 2006, I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and here in this interview, I've got Jim Pallister from Western Canada, who is a farmer. You grow canola, I understand, Jim, and probably some wheat, I bet. Can you talk, first of all, about the type of agricultural operation you have in Canada?
Well, there's lots of grain in Western Canada. We're in the prairies, and wheat's a huge crop. Canola is the second, number two crop. There's barley. And there's been a big move to reduce tillage where we are. What these GMOs, canolas, have done for us is allow us to go right in with without tillage, without having to incorporate chemicals into the ground, have a great seed bed, and has brought our yields up. They've really addressed some problems.
So what are you looking to find or learn while you're here at the Bio Conference?
Well, I guess I'm impressed at all the investment, all the companies, all the interest in biotech. And frankly, we see things from a farming perspective at just how minor, really, agriculture is in terms of all the things that are happening in biotech.
Since you're from Canada and we're here in the United States, can you tell us, who are here in the United States, what's the perception of the use of biotech in crops in Canada?
Well, it's been very popular with the canola, and somewhat controversial with wheat. When wheat was going to come into Canada, our industry wanted to just hold off for the time being. But boy, there's no going back when it comes to canola. Both the Liberty tolerant canolas and the Roundup canolas are very popular. 85% of the canola now.
During your participation here, have you had an opportunity to talk to some of your counterparts at all yet here in the United States? And do you have a collaboration with any of American growers?
Yeah, in fact, I spoke to a gentleman who was the chairman of a group in North Dakota who's helping to advance the idea of biotech in wheat. Yeah, I spoke to a couple of farmers from West Texas who are using the technology in cotton. And none of us see a downside to the use of this technology.
Do you think there's anything that needs to be done in terms of making sure that consumers are very confident in the safety of the food supply when we're using this kind of technology?
Yeah, obviously it would be great if all society was 100% behind the rational science, shall we say. Because there are benefits to everyone. In fact, I'm certain that we are farming a lot less acres than we would be without new technologies. So that's good for habitat, and it's good for the price of food and the quality of food. And from what we've seen, absolutely only positive things to the environment in terms of soil conservation. But obviously, not everybody's persuaded.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jim Pallister from Western Canada, a canola and wheat grower here at Bio 2006, with my coverage sponsored by Rand Kaiser Marketing and Communications. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.